This podcast has been created to help students study for the Holocaust quiz we are having on Friday on the vocabulary and the history notes that we took this week. In order to study for Friday's quiz, students should study the vocabulary list with the 15 vocabulary words. You should study the Frayer model sheet that we did on genocide, and you should study the notes that you took off of the PowerPoint in class, the two-column notes that we took in class. The quiz consists of three different sections. There is a matching section, a fill-in-the-blank section, and a multiple-choice questions section. If you need to study for the vocabulary, the 15 words that we did on the vocabulary list, here are the following definitions of those words to help you study. Allies. Allies are the countries that opposed the Axis powers during the Second World War from 1939 to 1945. Anti-Semitism. This is hostility toward or discrimination against Jews as a religious, ethnic, or racial group. Boycott. Boycott is to engage in a concerted refusal to have dealings with, such as a person, a store, or organization, usually to express disapproval or to force acceptance of certain conditions. An example of boycotting is when the Nazis forced other people to boycott Jewish businesses so that the Jewish businesses would either forfeit or go bankrupt. Concentration camp. A concentration camp is a camp where persons, such as prisoners of war, political prisoners, or refugees, are detained or confined. Dehumanize. Dehumanize is to deprive of human qualities, personality, or spirit. The final solution. The final solution was the Nazi program for extermination of all Jews in Europe. Genocide. Genocide is the deliberate and systematic destruction of a racial, political, or cultural group. Ghetto. A ghetto is a quarter of a city in which Jews were formerly required to live. It is also known as a quarter of a city in which members of a minority group live, especially because of social, legal, or economic pressure. Hitler. Hitler was the German Chancellor and Führer from 1933 to 1945. Holocaust. Holocaust refers to the mass slaughter of European civilians, especially Jews, by the Nazis during World War II. A Jew is someone whose religion is Judaism. A Nazi is a member of a German fascist group party controlling Germany from 1933 to 1945 under Adolf Hitler. Pogrom is an organized massacre of helpless people. Propaganda are ideas, facts, or allegations spread deliberately to further one's cause or to damage an opposing cause. The Star of David is the Jewish symbol composed of two overlaid equilateral triangles that form a six-pointed star. Next, you should be studying the genocide Frayer model we did as a class. The definition we created in your own words must vary a little bit from class to class, but it should be something along the lines of that genocide is an eradication of a certain race, racial or religious group, and that group's culture by another group. And what we mean by eradication is that they were trying to wipe out all traces, to exterminate or to annihilate that group so that nothing would be left. We talked about the facts and characteristics about genocide, that harsh methods are used. It's an attempt to destroy a certain group, but it has not been completed so far. All of the attempts have not been successful because all of the groups are still around today. Also, it is systematic. It is planned out. Most groups that try to commit genocide have a system in order to complete their goal. We said examples of genocide are the Holocaust and what is going on recently in Darfur. We said non-examples of genocide is anything without the goal of trying to exterminate or to eradicate another group. So, murder is not genocide. Gang fights are not genocide. War is not genocide. 9/11 wasn't genocide. And groups such as the KKK do not try and commit genocide. The next thing you should study is the notes you took in class off of the PowerPoint we looked at that really went along with what led up to the Holocaust and the history that really related to it. One of the first things we talked about was Hitler's rise. We talked about how, after World War I, he blamed the Jews for Germany's loss. Germany was broken financially and morally after that loss. And so Hitler joined the Nazi Party in 1919, and he rose quickly due to his charisma. He was well-spoken. He was able to create a lot of energy relating to nationalism, like pride in Germany, and anti-Semitism, the idea, the hostility and the discrimination towards Jews. 14 years later, he was appointed chancellor in 1933, and that's really when he started the ball rolling with implementing, anti-Jewish legislation. Persecution of Jews began, but it really didn't start getting more accelerated until the time around World War II, when that started in 1939. Going back to the Holocaust was really the systematic extermination of people by the Nazis. It was not only the Jews. Other groups that were targeted were gypsies, Slavs, political people, disabled people. This event has just become so traumatic in Jewish history that they have now used the word Shoah to refer to the Holocaust. It was the Hebrew word for calamity, but now it is the Hebrew word for Holocaust. Persecution of the Jews, some examples of that persecution was when Jews had to register with the government. They had to wear the Star of David to identify themselves. Other Germans and Nazis boycotted Jewish businesses, so they refused to, go to a company if it was owned by Jewish people or if Jewish people worked there. So that was really terrible for business. Also, books were burned by Jewish authors such as Albert Einstein and Ernest Hemingway. Also, at this time, a way that the Nazis were spreading their message was they used propaganda. And propaganda is when you use like posters or signs to further your cause or to damage an opposing cause. So what the Nazis did was they used propaganda not only to support their pure Aryan race and to kind of support the idea that everyone should be working for Germany, the motherland, but they also used propaganda to vilify or to make villains out of the Jews. They used signs and posters to promote that Jews were polluting the pure race, that they were inferior, that they were not as smart. They used other types of posters to promote, supporting the Nazis, supporting Germany, and really supporting their idea of what the pure race should be, blonde hair and blue eyes. Another way that the Jews were persecuted was they were segregated from society. At first, that was with the use of Jewish Stars of David put on their clothes. Then they were put into ghettos. They were also put into concentration camps where they were either forced into certain labor or they were immediately put to death. Some fast facts about World War II. World War II started when Germany invaded Poland September 1st, 1939. They used a type of warfare called Blitzkrieg. It's lightning warfare where you attack a country on all sides and you use all of the kind of the military advantages you have at your disposal, such as, constant bombing from the air. Using all of your weapons, tanks, everything to attack on all sides, and it really relies on the force of the attack, the speed of the attack, and the surprise of the attack because you want to get your enemy at a disadvantage, at a surprise, so that they can't kind of muster up a defense against you. Also, at this time, there was the Nazi-Soviet Non-Aggression Pact, and that really was what allowed Germany to occupy Poland so quickly is because they had the aid of Soviet Russia invading Poland from the other side. So that's how they were able to invade on all sides. 2 days after Germany invaded Poland on September 3rd, 1939, France and Great Britain declared war on Germany as a result of that. During the next year or so, Germany expanded very quickly by invading several nearby countries. April 9th, 1940, Germany invaded Norway and Denmark. A month later, May 10th, 1940, Germany invaded the Low Countries such as the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg. And then between May and June 1940, Germany was able to occupy northern France. During these war years, especially even as late as 1942, most Jews were unaware of the atrocities that were going on in the concentration camps. Many believed it would be temporary imprisonment, and this just goes to show how little communication there was about what was actually going on, that not a lot of it was getting back to the actual Jews that were not imprisoned. The worst camps in Germany were also the ones that were most protected in the heart of Germany. So camps like Auschwitz, which is a known killing center, and I think it was one of the most successful, was also right smack dab in the center of Germany so that it could be the best protected. But eventually, by May 1945, Germany was defeated by the Allies, at that time Great Britain, the Soviet Union, and the United States. What makes the Holocaust unique is a number of things. It was intentional and premeditated. They wanted to do this. Another thing that makes it unique is that it was an actual political goal of the Nazis to kill all the Jews from 1941 forward. 6 million Jews died as a result of the Holocaust, and of those 6 million, 1.5 million of them were dead, of children dead, excuse me. And another thing that makes this unique is that there was no political or territory power to be gained, only the extinction of a race. So if you've listened this far into the podcast, bravo for you. You just dealt with almost 10 minutes of me kind of blabbering on about your notes and your vocab, but it was worth it because now let me tell you about the bonus. The bonus on your history quiz is going to relate to the information that you know about the Paperclip Project. The Paperclip Project was something you should have read about during the web quest that we did on Tuesday. I will be asking you about why they chose paperclips to collect. So you need to be able to answer why paperclips were chosen to collect for the part of the Paperclip Project. So if you need help with that question, go back to the web quest and go back to that website and figure out the answer so that you can get the bonus on the quiz. Good luck and study hard, and I'll see you test day on Friday.